Glory Days for Oil.
The Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. It's a good time to be an oil-producing country. High demand, high profits, and let me check. Yeah, oil's still trading around $62 a barrel. Ministers from the OPEC cartel meet today in Vienna to decide how much oil to pump for the next 90 days. As John Dimsdale reports, they're likely to keep their good thing going.
Normally this time of year, oil demand drops and OPEC turns down the flow to make sure too much supply doesn't cheapen its product. But this isn't a normal year. Rebel attacks in Nigeria, an energy showdown in Iran, and terrorism in Iraq and Saudi Arabia have kept the price above $60 a barrel. Some OPEC countries, like Iran and Venezuela, argue for cutting back on full production anyway. But economist Philip Verlager says OPEC's biggest member, Saudi Arabia, doesn't want to encourage the U.S. to wean itself from Middle East oil.
An OPEC action now would just help President Bush sell a program to get us off oil, which would hurt Saudi Arabia in the long run.
World stockpiles of oil and gas are higher than normal right now, and if summer demand doesn't cut into inventories, analysts expect a production cut later this year. In Washington, I'm John Dimsdale for Marketplace.
Some people are trying to take money that doesn't belong to them out of ATMs around the world. The New York Times says Citigroup has blocked debit card transactions in Canada, Russia, and the UK. Several other banks have taken similar steps and reissued thousands of cards. It appears a computer security breach may have occurred at the office supply chain OfficeMax. In Germany today, a gadget geek's dream come true, the world's largest technology trade show. From the innovations desk at North Carolina Public Radio, Janet Babin reports.
The show, called CBIT, showcases all things tech and TCOM, from computer systems, software, and hardware, to multimedia and telecommunications gadgets. The products and services come from companies in 70 countries. Taiwan has the most representatives. Danielle Levitas with research firm IDC says this year, CBIT's focus is shifting toward video delivery systems.
Whether it's in mobile products such as portable video players, mobile phones, as well as home products. So more bigger HD LCD TVs, as well as next generation DVD players.
The rivals Blu-ray and HD DVD formats will likely make their case at the expo in an effort to win over the home video market. Later in the show, Microsoft says it will unveil its newest mystery product, codename Origami. I'm Janet Babin for Marketplace.
You might call it Memoirs of a Greenspan. The recently retired Federal Reserve leader has sold the rights to his memoirs. British publisher Penguin Books is showing him the money, possibly more than $7 million. But that's just speculation at this point. So soon we'll get to find out all the juicy behind-the-scenes stories of life as a Fed chairman. Investors are really worried about interest rates right now, and it shows. The Dow managed to eke out a gain Tuesday, 22 points to 10,980. The NASDAQ and S&P 500 both fell for the fourth straight day. The yield on the 10-year Treasury note is still at a fairly high level, a signal of higher interest rates ahead. This is Marketplace. You don't have to pay anything to watch network TV shows, unless you're downloading them from the web. But a new survey finds people would rather watch ads than pay the download fee. Tess Viglin reports.
A few months ago, ABC made hit shows like Lost and Desperate Housewives available for download over the internet. You pay $1.99 at Apple's iTunes, and you can watch it whenever and wherever you want. Recently, network executives said they would start offering those shows for free to viewers willing to watch an ad. A new survey out from Magid Associates found that almost three-quarters of consumers planning to buy a video iPod would rather do just that. Independent media analyst Gary Arlen says it's heartening news for the ad industry.
Madison Avenue likes this idea. It's trying to figure out how to price it, how to put value to it, what a viewer is worth.
He predicts eventually we'll see different pricing and advertising based on the quality of the show and how immediately you get access to it. In Los Angeles, I'm Tess Viglund for Marketplace.
From American Public Media.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Mellon Financial Corporation, helping financially successful individuals and families protect and maximize their assets through the practice of wealth management. Mellon.com. And by the Society for Human Resource Management. HR. Leading people. Leading organizations. Online at shrm.org. The Marketplace Entrepreneurship Desk is supported by the Kauffman Foundation of Kansas City, the foundation of entrepreneurship, on the web at kauffman.org.
This is Marketplace. I'm Scott Jagow. The Winter Olympics are over, but the Paralympic Games are just about to start in Turin, Italy. Increasing access to sports has been a hot topic lately. During the Winter Games, U.S. speed skater Joey Cheek drew attention to a nonprofit called Right to Play. It opened a floodgate of donations for an obscure charitable group that's not used to getting much money. Milena Spitzer has her story from Turin.
Joey Cheek won 2 medals here in Turin and a $40,000 bonus from the U.S. Olympic Committee. And he gave all that money to Right to Play.
It's a chance to do some great things.
Right to Play is a nonprofit that brings sports equipment and play programs to children in the most disadvantaged areas of the world. For these children, it can mean fun, a way out of violence, or an education on how to take care of themselves. Cheek says his donation will help refugees from Darfur, Sudan, and children in Zambia at risk for HIV/AIDS.
These kids are living in absolute squalor compared to what you and I know or what most people in America know. You know, it's sort of like aftermath of Katrina, except for year-round, 365 days a year, living in a refugee camp, displaced from your homes.
Hundreds of corporations, Olympic sponsors, and individual donors think Cheek might be onto something. Just 1 week after his pledge, Right to Play already had over 800 new donors. They usually only get about 10 a week.
With his donation, it's been matched now for over $400,000.
Johan Olavkas is a 4-time Olympic gold medalist in speed skating and president and CEO of Right to Play.
It certainly changed a lot for our organization, as well as attention it's received all around the U.S. and the world. It's been just fantastic.
Every week, Right to Play reaches 500,000 children in 23 countries. But COS has ambitions to reach 5 million children per week sometime in the next 5 years. Yet experts warn that when nonprofits get a windfall, they've got to think about sustainable spending. Daniel Borikoff is president of the American Institute of Philanthropy.
You got to think beyond the money because you got to think about setting up something that will be able to last over time. If you're an operating organization, it would be wasteful just to have a giant program 1 year and then to have to drop it the next year if you're not able to continue to give support.
But Right to Play is using the money to expand programs that already exist, and they've shown the ability to spend over $10 million on programming in 2004. Joey Cheek says he selected Right to Play primarily because it managed its money so well.
I didn't feel that I could do this in clear conscience without, you know, doing some due diligence and making sure that their books were in order, so to speak, that it wasn't one of these organizations that money comes in and, you know, 50 cents goes out and you don't know where that other 50 cents per dollar is.
In April, Joey Cheek will go to Zambia to see how his money is being spent. He'd like to visit programs in Chad and Sudan, but can't because violence has made the region too dangerous. In Turin, I'm Milena Spitzer for Marketplace.
And in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Thanks for listening and have a great day.
American Public Media.
A congressman in charge.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.